Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Dreamcast, where basically the two of us go over our dream,
Lego
well, I
set.
wouldn't say dream, but like our most desired Lego sets
That's out of our price range.
out of our palette range. So, you can't see the screen, bit annoying, but you're just gonna have to go off of our voices. Our first Lego set is the Avengers Helicarrier set. Set number 76153. This one is probably one of my favorite Avengers Lego sets. So the minifigures are
Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, Captain Marvel, War Machine, Nick Fury, AIM Agent, and MODOK.
and the like special mechanics with it. There are about three or four projectile shooting mechanics on the helicarrier itself.
And also on the bottom of the helicarrier, there are wheels there whenever you make it go. It spins the turbines on the helicarrier.
Which is really cool. It also comes with this like little pawscape pod-ish.
Attack pod, more like.
It's supposed to be like that, but if I'm gonna be honest, it looks more like an escape pod than an actual attack pod.
And then on the back, you have a prison for MODOK.
Which, how you access it is, of course, pretty
A cage.
self-explanatory. Yeah, it's just a cage. You lift it up, and he fits inside. And when you go to Lego.com, the top view is basically just showing how the turbines actually work.
And in the front, there's one giant cannon.
Which we, you guys, which again, very inconvenient, but we can see right now is the, I want to say front
Yeah.
view, but I don't see a cannon on the front. That thing can twist. It's technically not meant for
Not
the.
that, right there.
That thing can turn around, look. Can twist. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's
Like
meant
it's at
for
the front.
just the front.
It's at the front
Yeah,
of
it's
the
at the
thing.
front, but it's not meant for only the front. And then the rest of the pictures on Lego.com are just kids playing with it. Okay, well, it does. The front of the helicarrier is 13 inches or 32 centimeters. The attack pod is 2 inches or 6 centimeters. The top length is 15 inches or 38 centimeters.
And MODOK is the same as the attack pod.
And the thickness of this ship is about 5 inches, 13 centimeters, and MODOK's length and the escape pod's length is 2 inches, 6 centimeters.
Actually, I think both of those are
Or
MODOK.
MODOK. It doesn't show the escape pod
And then
or
for
the attack
scale,
pod.
a minifigure is 1 inch, inch
1
and one
centimeter.
centimeter.
And that is our first set, the helicarrier. Now, our second most desired Lego set
Is actually
on
pretty
this
new.
list is actually not even out yet from time of recording. This comes out on June 1st, 2021, is the Hogwarts Chamber of Secrets from Harry Potter. The first good picture they give you is the back view, actually. There is, I don't know Harry Potter very well, so he'll just explain everything that's going on.
Let me go to the minifigures. So for the minifigures, there's that's just a statue. There's Tom Riddle, Nearly Headless Nick, Jenny Weasley, Harry Potter, Neville Longbottom, I forget his name, Luna Lovegood, some guy in a sorting hat, Dumbledore, and Professor Sprout.
Now, the front view is, I mean, there's not really much to explain. It's just the big thing that's going on is Harry Potter fighting a giant snake.
Called a basilisk.
I bet it has a name, which it does, of course. Now, the next picture after that is.
Jenny Weasley flying on a broom while Dumbledore watches her. And then there's special cards that, if you scan, unlocks a special character on your phone.
Now, the next picture is just showing how the different parts go together. Not very important.
And the one guy I forgot his name is Gilderoy Lockhart.
Oh, okay. So one of the mechanics is a slide on
Yeah, going
one.
down to the dungeons. And then there's a giant statue head where the Bastos can actually come out of.
That's actually really cool, in my opinion.
And then there's an observatory with a giant telescope.
And then another picture of the
And
minifigs,
it also comes with Gordon Voldemort.
which is probably my favorite
Yeah.
figure. Another box. And then, of course, the kids playing with it. And this one doesn't have measurements. So that'll bring us right into our next set.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, the Razor Crest. We have
Oh
wanted
wait,
this
did you say the set number for
for
the Chamber of
so long.
Secrets?
The Chamber of Secrets set number is 76389. The Razor, before I forget this one, the Razor Crest number is 75292.
We've wanted this for so long.
But
We have a,
it's out of the price
yeah,
range.
we have a better Mandalorian, but the Mandalorian's not really that good without a ship.
Yeah.
It's like taking a pirate away from his ship.
So the first picture is a picture of the Razor Crest with actually the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda in the front seat, or Grogu, whatever you want to call
Whichever
him.
one you want to call.
Does not matter to us anyway. It got the
Toy of the Year.
2021 Toy of the Year award. Don't blame it. Now the next picture is showing all how like the sides and doors open.
And it also shows someone frozen in carbonite, which I thought was a good
Pretty
feature.
cool. And then the next picture is showing how the Razor Crest shoots the projectiles. And the next one is just showing how the top opens up to reveal the Mandalorian's weapon.
And also how to get them inside.
And then another opening, like an escape pod, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, this one's actually an escape pod. The
And then a
next
place for him to sleep.
shows how, yep, it opens up for him to sleep.
A
Oh,
space to hold the ammo.
I never knew that one. Now, the picture is just a picture of the
So,
Mandalorian.
this is where the minifigures come in. The first minifigure is the Mandalorian, of course. The second one isn't even really a minifigure, it's Baby Yoda. And the third one is the one guy who hangs out with the Mandalorian, I forget his name.
And betrayed him in the first season. Sorry if for some reason you haven't seen the show.
Yeah.
Then the T-800.
Yeah.
I can never remember its name. And then just your
A
scout
stormtrooper that
trooper.
hits Baby Yoda in the head with a gun.
It's actually, to be precise, it's a scout trooper. And that's it for the Razor Crest.
The next one isn't even
It
out
out
anymore.
anymore, it's gone. But we're still gonna put it on this list, is the Joker Manor.
Set number.
70922. Now he'll do this again. I do not like DC, so he'll go over all this.
Basically, it's whenever Joker took over Wayne Manor, and if you could find the
The first
minifigures.
picture is a picture of the front and
And it's a
just.
giant roller coaster that Joker's actually in.
And then the next picture is a back view.
Of them trying to find their way through the manor.
Next picture, this isn't really important, it's just
It's Joker
Joker.
replacing all the family portraits with his own variants. And then Batman calling out for distress, I guess.
I guess that's a mechanic.
Yeah, like you press it in and something happens.
Pops the Joker's forehead. There's a giant Joker in this, and it.
Oh, it's a slide, like a trap
Oh, it's
slide.
a slide. We're going over this for the first time, too.
Yeah.
Now
So now we
let's.
got Batman, Alfred, and Robin stuck on the roller coaster.
Oh.
Now it's Batman cooking lobster thermidor.
Harley. No, yeah, that's Harley.
Harley Quinn and Joker in a
Mirror
thing
Maze.
of maze. Mirrors, I mean. And I actually like the new mirror pieces they used for it.
Well, not really new. It's already out of
And
actual
now
entire
it's
projects.
Batman watching a sitcom.
Another view of the slide. Another view of the roller coaster. Now for
Now
the
the
main
minifigures.
minifigs.
The first minifigure is Batman, obviously. The next one is Robin in one of Batman's suits. Which, actually, that suit only comes in this set. Next is Alfred, who also only comes in this set, as his little Batman. Okay. Next is Jim Gordon's daughter, Barbara Gordon. I almost forgot her name. Then Joker. Then Harley Quinn. Then all of them in their party outfits, which is Batman, Robin, Batgirl, Joker.
And that's it.
I really wish they included a party outfit for Alfred, but, like, I don't know why they didn't. He's not the
type to party.
But he did have a party outfit at the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
Next is the Ocean Exploration Ship. Yeah, the final one.
At number 60266.
That's three sixes.
The first picture is a picture of...
all of the stuff included in it, which is a shark, boat, guy taking a picture of a manta ray, a shipwreck, a submarine, and a cage. And a helicopter. And it's basically just showing all the stuff it can do.
Okay, the first mechanic is the crane picking up the cage to go in the ocean. Then it's showing how to put together the captain's bay.
Yeah. And also it's showing a submarine.
The next thing it's showing is them exploring the shipwreck with a manta ray and a shark. And then two minifigs. And now it's just showing kids playing with it. This actually doesn't show the minifigs. It doesn't really have to. There's no way to determine who is who.
Not to mention they're nameless minifigs.
Yeah. The width of the ship is 7 inches or 18 centimeters. The length is 25 centimeters, 64... 25 inches, sorry, 64 centimeters. And also the height is... the same as the width, 7 inches, 18 centimeters, and then, of course, the whole minifig, 1 inch, 1 centimeter. So that will do it for this week's episode of Dreamcast. Thank you all so much for watching, or actually listening, where we make YouTube videos as well. We want to shout out our YouTube channel, Nation Gaming Lego. Go check it out. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.